As we continue to pray across America, today we lift up Oklahoma and Texas. So we glorify you, Lord. Oh, Oklahoma, let's praise the Lord, for he is good. He has established his word in us to cause this state to be strong, a righteous state that will not fall. May wisdom be heard in its streets day and night. We glorify you, Lord. Oh, Oklahoma. In Jesus' name we say, Jesus is Lord over Oklahoma. For we are confident of this very thing, that you who began a good work among those who believe in Oklahoma will complete it until the return of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the capital, Oklahoma City, and the almost 4 million people in Oklahoma. We pray that they will come to know Jesus. We thank you that it became the 46th state to join the Union and became a state in 1907. It is, after California, it is the largest Native American population in the country, home to 39 tribes. Tornadoes are common in the state. Between 1950 and 2022, it had been hit by 4,184 tornadoes. On average, that's 57 a year. In 1948, the first tornado forecast was done by two Air Force officers, which later has helped to save many lives. We thank you, Lord, for that, and that it's the only state that produces iodine that we need, and one of the only four states that produces helium. We lift up Texas and say, you are Lord of Texas. Oh, Lord God, our Father, we cry out to you as did Moses in the wilderness. We cry out in humility and submission, asking that you carry us into your will and purposes, keeping us from our own ways. As we mobilize unified public prayer in Texas, we ask that you would bless them with an outpouring of your Holy Spirit to bring full revelation of the reality that we are all one in Christ Jesus. May churches be drawn together to stand as the true watchmen of their cities. May they cry unto you to establish all that you have ordained for them, carrying out the completion of the Great Commission in mighty fashion, with each being grounded in their position and gift. Grant them true humility and full submission to do your will in Jesus' name. You are Lord Jesus of Texas, and we ask that your presence be there in a mighty way and lead the people. We thank you for the capital of Austin and the over 29 million people that live there. We pray for them to come to know Jesus, be transformed, and be bold, and pray for their state. We thank you that it became a state in 1845 and the 28th state to join the Union. In 1977, we thank you that they began rodeo as their official sport. It houses the second highest number of sports team professionals. And there's a town that we pray for, Bug Tussle. The other one called Cut and Shoot. And the other one, Ding Dong. And pray that these names don't come back to haunt them, but that instead they become a blessing and a source of humor. It boasts of the second largest group of Fortune 500 companies, so we pray that they would use their money wisely and not be lovers of the money, but use it appropriately. The leading producer of oil, natural gas, and sulfur in the entire country. We thank you for it. So we say, Jesus, you are Lord of Oklahoma and Texas.